I understand dropping something because Shadow of a Doubt was hard. You started to tour, world tour. You know what I'm saying? Not no fucking local tour, bro. You're
telling,
touring the
telling
world.
Telling the fans that you're doing another album with Madlib.
Exactly. So like, you know. Exactly. So you're promoing already the next one, and you stumble. I can't even finish my tour or whatever. I gotta compensate the fans with something.
Oh man, Dead in Hip Hop. I think it's an album. I just know it's
EP.
A project.
EP, is it
LP,
album?
It's something.
Okay.
It's something.
Album.
Look, man, I was anticipating this motherfucker right here. Freddie Gibbs, You Only Live Twice. Man, the first joint that he released as a single, Crushed Glass. I knew it was a problem. Because I knew when me and B did Shadow of a Doubt last year as a review.
How long was he locked up?
Shit.
It wasn't long.
It wasn't long. He was just in litigation.
But he couldn't leave the country.
Right. He talked about it on the song too, on Crushed Glass, where he says he paid bail. He paid 56 grand and they still locked him up for an extra 30 days. So he was supposed to pay.
He was locked up.
He was supposed to pay that money to not, you know, go through all of the litigation and stuff. You know, just pay the fine, get out of jail.
Right.
Nah, they was like, nah, nigga, 30 more days.
With his family.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like how in that song Crushed Glass, how he also talked about his baby mama Erica, like how she's hard as a brick.
His wife.
But he said in the song he referenced her as the baby mama, but how she came to see him, brought him books and all of that. The way this shit come in,
The first three songs, I was like, shit.
You know, it reminded me of Pronto. It reminded me of that EP, like how hard it was. Like he just
with the first three songs.
Yeah, first three songs like that.
Pronto was a little more focused.
That 20K carry,
that was
hard, but Alexis. No, I mean these songs were dope, but I'm not saying this is a bad album.
Yeah, I
didn't say it was a bad album.
I'm not saying this is a great album.
You only took one thing away from this album.
I said that's the one thing that stood out. I guess you can take it that way.
Okay. So B, I already know how you feel about K Tronada and Bad Not Good. Yo.
When I saw that, I was like, wow, they came up with this sound? Like, that
was... What was that? That was
the Alexis. Second track.
Yeah, the second joint. Yeah.
That's my favorite joint on here.
20 Karat Jesus, I think he's still my favorite shit.
It's still, that's the first track, right?
Yeah, it's the first track. That shit hard as fuck.
That's still my favorite shit.
No, I was just saying, I was just trying to remember.
Half a brick. I like how you took OJ shit like that and flipped it and made it harder. Man, look, Freddie... Yeah, that's OJ the Juice Man shit. That's like the one song that everybody knows about OJ. But either way, Freddie Gibbs, man, what he's doing with his gangsta rap music, I think he's the best dude in hip hop right now for that gangsta rap shit right now. Like his sound,
For me personally,
yes. But they're obviously on the same level. You know what I'm saying? If somebody says J-Rock, they like him better. I'm not gonna argue. J-Rock is up there. But for me personally,
Freddie Gibbs don't sound angry like that. Freddie Gibbs just smooth. Freddie Gibbs has that pimp gangsta side. J-Rock has that angry.
Yeah,
I've been selling drugs all day and I'm tired and pissed off and irritated. Don't piss me off. And that's what I like about him.
Man, I fuck with Freddie because he's from Gary. So a lot of the stuff he be talking about, he referenced West Side Chicago. Exactly. Yeah. So a lot of the stuff he's rapping about, I seen that type of stuff. So I fuck with Freddie. Not saying I don't fuck with J-Rock, because people may take it like that. No, I definitely fuck with J-Rock.
YouTube, because they'll eat your ass alive.
You know another thing I like about Freddie, I was mad I didn't mention it in Shadow of a Doubt, but when I listened to this, it just brought me back to it. His hooks are not lazy, man. This motherfucker brings it with the hooks, the bridges, the outros, the way he flows into another song, how he went from Andrea to Phone Lit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
that was one song that grew on me, actually.
Andrea?
Was Phone Lit.
Phone Lit? Yeah. Yes.
Man, both of y'all can walk back to your cars.
Why?
Seriously? Phone Lit?
Phone Lit was
that
dope.
Song was terrible.
Nah, it grew on me a little bit.
It didn't grow on me at all.
It grew
That was the only
I touched
song
down in my phone lit. Hell yeah, nigga.
That shit is bad.
Hard.
It doesn't even sound like Gibbs. What are y'all doing?
Nah.
It was cool.
On Shadow of a Doubt.
I don't love it, but I thought it was cool. It grew on me a little bit. You said what?
You remember Insecurities? I felt like that about Insecurities and it grew on me too.
Oh no, I like it.
I know you did, but I didn't. Nah, Phone Lit was dope. Andrea was dope. I like how you.
I can see why you didn't. Dope, I mean, Phone Lit kind of it took away from the whole entire sound of the album. Like, it sounds so out of place.
It killed the momentum.
It sounds so out of place.
That beat is not Freddie Gibbs.
And that's
that corny chorus is not Freddie Gibbs.
It kind of
that shit. No.
Why do you think he made that then? Like,
it sounded like a fucking Reach for Radio player, some kind of mainstream sound. The rest of the rest of this shit is smooth, but it's still tough. That song was just like, I don't know. It did not fit.
Because when I first heard him, Mike, I was like, damn. I'm like, this kind of messed up the mood of this album. The more I was listening to, I was just like,
what grew in it? Like, what made it grow on you? Like, what you think?
I hate the millennials you say, the vibe, I guess. It was just like the vibe of the track. It sounded cool to me.
You must have
some
chicks over.
I didn't have no chicks over. This shit just sounded cool to me.
This is the only time I've ever heard a Freddie Gibbs song and said, I don't like this at all.
Yeah.
Every other song, even if it's not my shit,
I get it.
There's songs where I'm just like, it's not my favorite, but it's not bad. This is the only time I've ever said, this is a bad Freddie Gibbs song. That song was a bad Freddie Gibbs song.
He just happened to get out, man. Putting something on this album.
I think this project as a whole was just like, it's Gibbs definitely like coming out like, hey, I'm back.
Yeah.
Back on the scene. I think Homesick, that was the perfect closer, you know, track of the album. Like, it was kind of like not only was talking to his fans, I felt like he was talking to his family as well. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, to his daughter, to his wife, saying like, you know, I'm home, I'm not going nowhere, like I'm back, and like, here go this album right here I'm releasing. And I knew when I heard Crush Girl, I said, because I was wondering if he was gonna talk about the issue, about that whole situation. And I'm like, yeah, here we go. Andrea was dope as hell. Amnesia was dope as hell. I like that track, because just like on Shadow Die, I think he still is kind of like playing on like his demons dealing with street life and stuff. So I was like, yeah, man, Gibbs, he gonna give you those introspective type of street shit, man. So I thought the album was dope. I liked it, man. I think I like Shadow of Doubt more still, of course. It just seems like a more complete project, I guess. You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? Like, it's just more complete. Not saying nothing wrong with this one,
though. This sounds like it was thrown together, but it's still good.
It's still good.
It sounds like he kind of just came out and was like, let me throw something together real quick. That's what this sounds, but it's still good.
Like,
his piecemeal shit is still better than other people's shit that they've been taking 2-3 years to put together.
And you know what's good? He's also showing the versatility of the production style that he can rhyme with. Because, you know, of course, when we heard him on Madlib, people was thinking like, we can't hear him on nothing else. Shadow of a Doubt, and then this is like he shows that he's capable MC.
And that's the gripe that I had with the Rick Ross project, right? Like, when you hear Freddie in the last three projects, he's rhyming
from Cold Day in Hell to this.
Yes, his rhyme scheme, pattern, flow, everything, cadence, everything is different depending on the beat. The type of production he decides to go on is completely different, and he kills it while still staying true to himself. Like, to me, when I listen to Freddie, his content hasn't necessarily progressed, right? He has progressed as a person, so he gives you different perspectives.
Go ahead and say why you didn't like the album.
I wouldn't say.
Go ahead and say why it was whack.
I wouldn't know.
Are you mad because he dissed Logic? And you attacked him hard too.
Yeah, he did.
Go buy my album, bitch nigga, and all this.
Did Logic ever respond?
Would you? Would you respond? This man done challenged Jeezy. You really think Logic's gonna say anything? Logic's like, you can have that. Logic wouldn't change his album again. He called it somebody.
Everybody.
He called it somebody now.
Yes.
I felt bad for Logic. I was like, man, no, he didn't steal your shit. Come on, Freddie.
But it's still not a good look to be called out like that, and you just don't say anything.
I wouldn't say anything either, honestly.
Right, like, why?
It was a reach. Yeah. It was too much of a reach. If it was could be kind of.
But he kind of, I mean, I get you, but he kind of.
I think he just got caught up in the moment for a hot minute.
Yeah, I did think the album was, I think it was an enjoyable listen. But I think one of the disconnects for me was that the piecemeal part, like, it felt like I'm out, I'm going to go in, I'm going to do these songs, I'm going to put this out. As a celebration of me being out of that situation that I was in, because you don't know how those things are going to go. You know, for me, what I enjoyed the most is listening to him talk about that situation on the actual album itself, because I think it was the one time he could kind of venture away from the stuff that you were talking about that he always raps about. So it was like, now I'm gonna give you some insight into, you know, my mind, you know, state when I was going through this situation where I didn't know if there was going to be a way out. I'm over here, they got books.
You looking at a 10-year bid.
Yeah, they got books in German. I don't know if it's in German, you know, and my girl had to come over and bring me books so I can read and stuff like that. And I thought the part at the end where, you know, he shed some light on how he felt about her was dope. I do agree with, you know, some of the songs that you guys pointed out. Definitely love the first track, beat switch up. Like you guys, I had to run over to the damn iPad and I was like, damn, is this the second song? See if it's another song. But it was like, of course, you know, the second part of that song.
Right.
Crushed Glass. But I think for me, man, Phone Lit and parts of Homesick just didn't quite close it enough for me to be in love with it the way that you're in love with it.
Yeah, because I don't have anything that I would take off. Like, I love Homesick. I love Phone Lit. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing on this. Like, there was no misstep. There's nothing I would take off. Nothing I would change on this.
The 8-tracks would normally be fine. It just didn't feel like an album.
Yeah.
It felt
yeah.
like a compilation EP. Like, it didn't feel like it was an album. Like, listening to this, I don't know. It just didn't give me an album feel. Like, Piñata gave me an album feel. Mm-hmm. Shout Out gave me an album feel. This doesn't...
And that's what I mean by like, that's what I mean like complete. Like, I feel like something.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, it sounded like it was on purpose. This doesn't sound like it was on purpose. This just sounds like I wanted to rap for a minute. I mean, again, the songs are great. Except Phone Lit. The songs are great. But I don't know, man. It's not really what I was expecting from Freddie Gibbs.
I thought he was going to come with that fire.
I did too. Woo! I thought it was going to be a focused, full, developed album.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't
fire to you.
Maybe he saved
like, this was fire to me.
Yeah, there are good songs on here, but you're in a situation like your life, 10 years, is over if this go the other way. So When you come out, you want to put your best foot forward. Like when Pac came out, you know, what did we get? Came out and he lit the fucking world on fire. I wanted Freddie Gibbs to come out and light this bitch up. Cause people were waiting to hear from Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah.
Especially after he beat that case.
You think he's holding back for Bandana?
He could be, but I mean he can rap. I think That works to his advantage. Like he can go in, he can fucking rap his ass off. So give him a beat, give him a pen and a pad, and he's gonna give you something that you'll like and you'll enjoy.
But I would rather him just wait then and just put out Bandana.
Yeah.
Then give me an EP that, I mean.
Give me the music.
And that's why he did it.
Yeah. For people like that, I want, give me the best music you got. But he could have put this EP out after Bandana.
That's cool. Either way, my favorite artist, I just want music from him, right? Because it's my expectation that they're not going to give me something whack. This wasn't whack.
It's not whack, but it's not the best shit he could do.
And you know what? I feel coming from that situation, as long as he gave me something and I know something is gonna be followed up by it, I'm fine with that.
No, that's a bad idea, man. When you
Why?
Because you've been in jail for, I'm not, again, mm-hmm. get this clear, I'm not saying this is whack.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been in jail for a long, not for a long time, but for a minute, and your whole 2016 was this situation, you should come out and put an album out that people are just like, oh my God. The fucking damn, God is back.
Yeah, yeah. But
you don't want to put out an album where people are just like, all right, man, it's cool. But I'm
back.
Waiting for what's next. We don't need a welcome back. We need a motherfucker guess who's back. Hey. Guess who's back, motherfucker.
And when I say for people like you, it's not in a negative way. No, it's for fans of Freddie Gibbs who were worried that he may not be able to put out any music. So he wanted to put something out on the streets for people that were waiting.
Give him a track. Give him Crushed Glass and let him wait. Be like, look, Bandana's coming.
Man,
he's a Lucy.
That would have been.
If he just gave Crushed Glass, we'd have been cool.
That would have been a hell of a rollout.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Because it,
that's
it,
all he
it,
had to do.
It talked about the whole situation. He talked about
that's
the whole situation
all he had to
that
do.
Went, and then, bam, we wait on Bandana. That's we know we are waiting for that based off Piñata. We are waiting for Bandana.
You gotta get that bell money back.
that's true too. That's true
money
too.
Back.
That's true too.
Shit.
I understand dropping something because Shadow of the Doubt was hard. You started to tour, world tour. You know what I'm saying? Not no fucking local tour, bro. You're
telling,
touring the
telling
world.
Telling the fans that you're doing another album with Mad Lib.
Exactly.
So like, you know.
Exactly. So you're promoing already the next one, and you stumble. I can't even finish my tour or whatever. I gotta compensate the fans with something.
But is there any replay value for me with this?
Oh, it's
no.
definitely replay.
Yeah, value. Come on. You can pop on
something. Okay, now you're tripping. Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely replay value. Just delete Phone Lit off. And the album takes a whole new turn, I'm telling you. Because Phone Lit, to me, there's only 8 songs, and it's so short. So for 4 of those minutes, It really messes things up. You take that song off, and I feel like when I listen to this again, after I deleted Phone Lit, I was like, it felt so much better.
I'll try that, and I'll give my verdict.
I'm telling you, man. This is Gibbs doing Gibbs. this is doing Freddie Gibbs. Smooth.
It is.
Gangsta.
It is.
It's dope, man. But it's just.
And I appreciate that because I'm familiar with early Freddie Gibbs, where he was kind of all over the place.
Yeah, he was.
You know, musically.
Just trying to find himself.
Yeah, and I like the fact that he seems to have settled into who he is.
Oh yeah, he found himself.
So you know, I think when he puts out a project, you're not going to get anything whack.
Yeah. No.
So now it's like, and of course we just do this as fans of music, we're just going to compare them to their previous work.
We're just going to naturally do that.
And, you know, compared to the other stuff, this just fell a little below that.
Yeah, I just think this was something that Gibbs, I think this was therapeutic for him. I think he just wanted to just, you know, talk
a little side. Jog.
Yeah, that's just what
he
I think personally.
He did have lines.
Yo, when this nigga's
nobody's denying that.
Bean rain, guns, and butter niggas got margarine, I damn near threw my phone.
When he said, I'm kicking it like Solange in the elevator.
I was like, what?
Yeah, when he said, I'm like Grayson Allen, I'm just tripping all my niggas, I said, oh, shit.
You know what I never noticed before? I never noticed how much he sounds like Scarface.
That's what you know.
Until he made that line as baby Scarface.
Mm-hmm.
But he said that before.
Yeah.
But I don't know why now. It clicked.
But it's not in reference to Scarface the rapper. It's in reference to Tony Montana.
I know, unless it's a double entendre.
Maybe, right. It could be.
But when he said it, I was like, he sounds like Scarface.
Yeah, I thought the same
thing.
And
then I went back and I was listening to some of his other shit. I'm like, he's always sounding like Scarface. But how did I never pick that up?
And when he had, I think I read an interview where he was like, when he had Scarface on Piñata, and he was like, he's like one of the artists I look up, I look up to so much.
But even on Piñata, none of us picked.
Right, I didn't pick that.
That's weird.
Yeah.
He sounds like a lot like Scarface.
But like reading the interviews, him talking about him, how important it was him to get Scarface on that album. I'm like, okay, connecting the dots. I'm saying, okay, so that's why maybe Scarface might be a double entendre problem.
It might be.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm listening to this shit again. Like I said, delete that song.
I'll take it off and I'll see how it feels after that.
Gibbs, man, if you watching? Hey, give me as many projects as you're willing to put out. Like, as many, dog. Like, your music's dope. Your music's dope. I feel like I hear your progression as an artist. Your ear for beats is amazing, man. I can't tell you to do nothing but just give me more music. That's all I want, just more music.
Yes, I think coming from the very first time I've heard you on Cold Day Hell mixtape to now, yes. Agree with people, your ear for beats is great. I love the fact that you can go over some gangsta shit like Mad Lib shit and then just go with some crazy gospel flip shit, some trap shit, everything from what you've done on Shadowed Out and on this project. Yeah, you as an MC, you progressed a lot, and hey, I can't wait for Bandana.
Yeah, I agree with these guys. I thought it was extremely good. Like I've said, there was just one song that really threw me off, and I think with only being 8 songs on this project, that song just kind of, it just messed up the momentum for me. But the other 7 songs, they're vintage, classic, what we want from Gibbs. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what you do with Bandana. No one raps like you, man, except for your mentor, which is clearly Scarface. I don't know how I never picked that up before, but that's definitely somebody good to look up to. Anyways, I'm enjoying it. Can't wait for the next project.
Yeah, don't let Drake steal your flow. No, this was, first of all, I'm glad you got out of your situation and that you're back. This was definitely an enjoyable listen for me. I felt like the last 2 songs didn't quite connect for me, but I love the sentiment that was expressed in Homesick. But overall, definitely, man, I mean, you can rap your ass off, you can pick fire beats, and like I said, it was an enjoyable listen, and you know, we'll see where you go from here and what comes out next.